Many Afghans are angry about the latest killing of civilians by U.S. troops.
We are protesting against the Americans. They killed our people and they targeted our cars. They killed my brother. Why are they doing this to us?
Hundreds took to the streets of Kandahar City, chanting, "Death to America."
When we were close to the convoy of American forces, suddenly they opened fire at us. We were sleeping. Then I don't know what happened.
It's the latest in a string of incidents in which coalition forces have fired on civilians perceived as threats. On Tuesday, U.S. General David Petraeus said such killings undermine the military's mission in Afghanistan.
If you cannot achieve your strategic goals, your strategic objectives, if tactical activities result in the loss of innocent civilian life, it undermines all that you're trying to do.
The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has made reducing civilian casualties a priority, and they have declined in the past year. But battling insurgents is not always a clear-cut fight.
Well, in a conventional war, achieving a mission involves accepting personal risk, but if your mission is to take a hill, when the mission is over, you know whether you achieved it or not. In counterinsurgency, by contrast, mission success is usually impossible to see.
Stephen Biddle is a defense analyst with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington.
So you've cleared the insurgents out of this village and you patrol it a lot. What do the villagers really think? Are they aligned with the government or not? How in the world do you know?
Keeping civilian casualties to a minimum is critical now, say U.S. officials, as American troops prepare for a crucial offensive, taking control of the Kandahar region, the spiritual home of the Taliban. Biddle says that despite the protests, he thinks most Afghans want coalition forces and the Karzai government to succeed.
The central advantage we enjoy in Afghanistan is the unpopularity of the Taliban and what they're offering. The Taliban are a pretty well-known quantity in Afghanistan. The Afghans lived under Taliban rule before, and they know what this is like, and they have consistently said they don't want it.
In Washington, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.